Let's review. The Mishnah now begins to describe the many procedures that preceded the drinking of the waters. Zak the Mishnah, Ketzad Oisala, Melicha LeBezdin Sheba Oisimakim. She is first brought to the Bezdin of their city. Umoisim LeShnei Tamid Chachamim, Shema Yabe Aleha Baderach. They assign two scholars to escort them to Yerushalayim to ensure that they are not intimate, thereby invalidating the Mei Saita and causing us to erase Hashem's name unnecessarily. The Gemara offers two reasons why the woman is escorted by a total of three men, Trei Ve'ihu, the two Tamid Chachamim, and her husband. In order to avoid the prohibition of Yichud, for a man to be secluded with a woman, this is the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who says that although the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin rules, Isha Misechedes Im Shnei Anashim, a woman may be secluded with two men, as they each serve as a safeguard for the other. However, Loishona El Be'ir, Av Baderech Ad Ikashloisha. This is true only in the city. However, she may travel only in the company of three men because Shem Yitztarach Echad Men Lenukavav, V'nimtza Echad Men Mesyachirim Erva. Otherwise, she will be left alone with one man when the second fellow needs to relieve himself. Therefore, the husband and the two Tamid HaChamim, all of whom are forbidden to her, serve as safeguards for each other. Ultimately, the two Tamid HaChamim are needed ki heiched lahava leha sahadi. If the husband is intimate with his wife, they will be able to testify that she should not drink the waters. Similarly, the Gemara offers two possible reasons why the escorts need to be scholars. Loishanu el kesherin al perutzin afil asar namiloi. A woman may only be secluded with two reputable individuals, but she may not be secluded even with 10 immoral men. Diyadi las riba. They need to be able to properly warn the husband should he attempt to be intimate with her. The Mishnah concludes Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ba'ala neman aleha. Rabbi Yehuda says that the husband is trusted to say that they were not intimate. At first, Rabbi Yehuda based his opinion on the Kal v'chomer. Nida she bekaris, Ba'ala neman aleha, Saita she belav l'kol shekein. One is allowed to be secluded with his wife when she is in Nida, which is punishable by Karis. Certainly he should be believed regarding the relatively lenient prohibition of Saita, which is only a lav. However, the Chacham argue, He had nisenis. Nida de karis chamir leu mehemen. Saita de lav loy chamir leu mehemen. He can be trusted to refrain from sinning with a Nida precisely because it entails a severe punishment. However, he may not be trusted to refrain from Saita, which carries a mere lav. In addition, Mala Nida Shekin Yesh Laheter, Taima Besaita Shein Laheter. It's easier for him to refrain from sinning with a Nida, since she will eventually be permitted to him. However, the Saita may be forbidden forever. Although he is presently resents her, V'Omer Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, he may be tempted to be with her because forbidden waters are sweet. Due to these questions, Behuda brought support from a pasuk. V'hevi ha'ish es ishtoi el ha'kayin, min ha'toira ha'ish mevi es ishtoi. The Torah expressly allows him to escort his wife alone. The Mishnah now describes what took place once they arrived in Yerushalayim. Zok the Mishnah, ha'yimalin oisa lebezdin ha'gadol shebi Yerushalayim. She was brought in front of the bezdin, the shivim ve'echad, the 71-member court that convened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara explains that this is learned from Gzeir Shava of the words Taira Taira found in the pasuk regarding Saita. V'asla akoin eskolat Taira. And regarding Zokin Mamri, the rebellious elder, al pi ha-Taira asher yerucha, where the Torah explicitly requires the Bezna Gadol. Ma'alahal b'shivim ve'echad, avkan b'shivim ve'echad. Mishnah continues, U'ma'ayman aleho k'derech shema'ayman al eden nefashas. We intimidate her to confess to the truth. The Gemara says that this was done only Kaidim Shenimcha Ka Megillah, before they would erase the name of Hashem in the water. However, La'achar Shenimcha Ka Megillah, after it was already erased, Kederach Shema'ayman Aleha Shaloi Tishta, Kach Ma'ayman Aleha Shetishta. She was encouraged to drink if she was certain of her innocence, and was told, Im Baru Lecha Hadavah Shetahayra'at, Imdi Abariyech Veshasi. If you're certainly pure, remain steadfast and drink, because the waters do not affect the innocent. The Mishnah describes what they would say to influence her to confess. V'oimel abiti, harba yayin oisa, harba schaik oisa, harba yaldus oisa, harba shcheinim haroam oisin. There are many causes, such as wine, levity, immaturity, and bad neighbors, that incite immoral behavior, and you may very well have fallen prey to them. Therefore, asi l'shmai ha'gadol shenichta b'kedusha shal yimocha alamayim. they entreat her not to allow Hashem's holy name to be erased in vain. In addition, they tell her anecdotes that she and her family are actually not worthy of hearing. The Gemara explains that she was told Dvarm shel Hagada, umaisim she'iru b'ksuvim harishayim, about great historical figures who publicly admitted to their errors, such as Yehuda, Haydi v'lay Baish, Reuven, Haydi v'lay Baish. Yehuda admitted to the events with Tamar, and Reuven admitted to the events with Bila. Parenthetically, the Gemara explains why they admitted publicly. Even though we know Chatzav alai bar Yisrael demafret chatoi, publicly recounting one's misdeeds signifies that one is not ashamed of them. However, Yehuda admitted ki heicha d'loy tisrif Tamar, so that Tamar should not be executed, and Reuven admitted ki heicha d'loy lichshed achui, so that his father should not suspect his brothers. The Mishnah continues, im amra temeani sheveres ksubas aliyetis. If she admits to her guilt, she writes a receipt for her ksuba and she receives a divorce. The Gemara explains that this is either because kaisvin shaver, we always allow the lender to write a receipt instead of returning the document to the borrower, and it is the responsibility of the debtor to keep it safe, or in kaisvin shaver, generally, the borrower does not have to pay unless the original loan document is returned to him, and he is not obligated to accept a receipt from the creditor. However, we are discussing b'makim she'in kaisim ksuba, a locale where the ksuba obligation is not documented, and the only option for the husband is to accept a receipt. The Mishnah continues, v'm amr tohirani malan oisle shahar mizuch shal pesach shal nikonar shasham mashke nesasaitis. If she continues to maintain her innocence, she is led down to the eastern gate of the Har Abayis, and then back up to the Shah Nikonar, the eastern gate of the Azar, which is where the waters were administered. Although she was already brought before the Bezna Gadol, whose chambers are situated in the Azara, Maskinala Umachtinala, Kedeliaga, she was deliberately led down and then back up to wear her down and make her more disposed to confessing. The review of the Mishnah continues with the Gemara in the next daf.